The notion that biodegradable plastics might be used instead is initially, it sounds like an encouraging idea.
But you're saying that they're not really biodegradable. That's the kind of main point, isn't it?
The main point is they're not. A lot of the stuff that's called biodegradable can pass certain standards which are set by international bodies. But what it really means is that they degrade in particular conditions of high temperature. That you find in industrial composters. So it may say compostable or biodegradable. It doesn't mean that if you put it in your compost heap at the end of the garden, it will suddenly magically disappear. It doesn't. When you get out into the real environment and into the marine environment, those conditions just don't apply at all. There are a few types of plastics, very, very specialized, which will biodegrade more rapidly, but they tend to be of quite limited use. They tend to be more expensive. And the problem is you don't want to do anything which is going to compromise the functionality which plastics are actually very useful for.
So have consumers been fundamentally misled here?
They may find themselves being misled. I don't say that's in any way deliberate, but there's a lot of confusion around definitions of biodegradable, of bioplastics. And one of the purposes of the report was to try and make some of those definitions a bit clearer and use definitions which people who don't have a technical background can understand. The main thing, I think, is for people in society to be able to make an informed decision. And at the moment, there's a lot of confusion what the benefits are and what the disbenefits are.
I suppose one problem might be also that people think, well, it's biodegradable, therefore it doesn't really matter if I throw it away.
That's absolutely right. I mean, we need an awful lot more research, particularly of social science research onto people's attitudes and behaviours. But the limited amount of work that's been done does indicate that one of the factors people would use to decide whether or not to throw something away is whether it's marked biodegradable or not. Part of the psychology of this is that they think they've done their bit, and I think that's a problem.
It sounds as if the whole issue of biodegradability has actually made the problem worse.
I think in some ways it has, because what we do want to be able to do is treat plastic that's come to the end of its initial use as a resource. So if you see it as a resource, then you want to reuse it or you want to recycle it. And if you start mixing standard plastics with biodegradable plastics, you can compromise the qualities of the plastic which you recover.
So what pressure can be brought to bear on manufacturers to change the whole view that we have and the realities of what is genuinely biodegradable or not?
I think what is needed is for some clarity, and they should not be using a term like biodegradable on a product without spelling out what that really means. It certainly isn't going to help reduce the amount of litter and the impact of litter in the marine environment. It's not going to help in terms of reuse and recycling plastics. So really, it's got quite a limited application. And the problem comes when, say, a marketing team might use the terminology because it's more attractive to their customers.
So more pressure perhaps needs to be brought to bear on manufacturers to label things more precisely.
Yes, I think that's a reasonable conclusion.